I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all that, yes, there is more. You get the personal initiative, the go-getter energy, to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show, and I got to tell you something. On the heels of yesterday's episode, which is about having an opinion in order to have authority, let me tell you something. I got breaking news, people. My opinion has been challenged, and we're going to talk about that today. My opinion was challenged today, not today that you're hearing this, but not even today that I'm recording this, but my opinion was challenged by a listener of this podcast. We're going to call this listener Jessica. I will say that Jessica is a female. That's not her actual name. But Jessica wrote me and told me, this is what Jessica said to me. She said that episode number 696, if you didn't hear episode number 696, the topic was don't lie to yourself. And that was the episode where I was telling you all a story about a young man who had written a message to me about him wanting to be recruited, more hotly recruited, for playing at the next level in college basketball. And I went up and looked up this young man's stats. And his stats were terrible. His stats showed that he was actually a very bad garbage basketball player, as I would describe it. And I talked about that on the episode. I also talked about how he wrote me back and thanked me for keeping it real with him. And he told me he was going to go do some things to get himself in the right space. But Jessica, again, that's not her real name. Jessica disagreed with me. This is what Jessica said to me. I'm going to read you her message verbatim, exactly what she said. I'm not even going to tell you where she wrote the message because I don't want anyone to go try to find Jessica because, again, that's not her name. She said, "Hello, Dre. That's a good start to the message. I've been listening to your podcast for quite a while now, and I would like to say how incredibly rude and disrespectful it was for you to call one of your listeners garbage to the world. That athlete took the time to write you and ask you for advice, and for you to make fun of him and call him garbage was just distasteful. If my coach ever spoke to me that way, the way that you spoke about that athlete, I would have no respect for him and never work with him ever again. I understand that you're probably not going to respond or read all of this," so she was wrong about that, "but it broke my heart for that athlete for you to openly say that he was trash and shouldn't be playing. Could not even imagine how he felt. Please think about the way you talk about your listeners. It matters. As an athlete, that hurts, and I think you should understand that." Well, Jessica, I appreciate your message. And I did write Jessica back, and let me tell you what I said back to Jessica, at least my initial message, because we exchanged a couple of messages. I'm just going to tell you my initial response to what she said. Because she told me that she usually doesn't write messages to people on things like that, but it really, really hurt her because I believe she's an athlete herself in some sport that she plays. And it really hurt her to the core, the things that I said about this gentleman who had talked about him being a high caliber athlete. He actually was not a high caliber athlete. He was a very bad athlete, at least by his statistical performance. And she just said it hurt her. I said to her, "Jessica, it's too bad that that bothered you." And if you listen to the episode, I also shared that the player in question thanked me for the guidance. On my show, I say things how I feel and how I see them. One of the tenets of Work on Your Game is mental toughness. A person who can't handle being told they're garbage when they are has a tough road ahead of them in sports or business or in life. I'm glad that you spoke up about it, though. I'm going to address your message in a future episode. As with the episode in question, your name will not be identified. Thank you for writing. So I'm true to my word, Jessica. As I told you, you wouldn't be identified. But that's what we're going to talk about here today. And the topic is not actually episode number 696. The topic is not that I told this young guy, hey, your statistics are garbage. And I did tell him that it's garbage, and his statistics were garbage. If you looked at them, you would have saw that they were garbage. And if you wouldn't tell him that they were garbage, you wouldn't be giving him any useful advice, because he would go along thinking that he was a high caliber player when he absolutely was not. Today's topic is about the fact that maybe I say some things harshly that some people may be sensitive to. And I completely understand that. My style of communication sometimes is maybe somewhat abrasive to some people. I like to communicate with people directly. And when I say directly, a lot of people take the word direct to mean that you're going to be disrespectful, or you're going to be nasty to people, or try to be start a conflict with people, or adversarial. That's not what it means. It just means I'm going to tell you exactly what the situation is. I'm going to be as clear as possible about the situation. So we're not doing all this double speak. And I'm really, really, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to use some profanity on today's episode, just in case if you got the kids listening, if they're not used to it. Listen, they're using it when you're not around mom and dad anyway, so don't worry. I'm just not with the passive aggressive shit. So I like to tell people exactly what something is up front. And I really don't like dealing with people being passive aggressive with me, because I'll get very direct with them. If that requires me to offend a person, then that's just what has to happen, because I just don't want to deal with the bullshit when I'm dealing with people. So today's topic is about me possibly not being nice enough to some people. And there are some people listening to this right now who took no offense whatsoever to what I said in episode number 696. Some people laughed about it because I posted this somewhere. I don't remember where it was that I was talking about this. Oh yeah, I sent an email out. I said that in 696, that I sent an email out that day detailing this exact situation. And I put the kids' stats in the email and everything, and a bunch of people wrote back with the LOLs and the crying face emojis, like, man, that guy wasn't good at all. And some people took it as a joke. Some people took it as, look, you told him exactly what it was. And there are some people, the silent minority out there, who are thinking the same thing that Jessica was thinking, like, yo, that was below the belt, Dre. You didn't have to do that. It breaks my heart the way that you talked about that kid. I can't believe you would talk about him right now. They might have stopped listening to the podcast, maybe, as a result of me saying that. So if you know any of those people, make sure they listen to today's episode. Because today we're going to get a few things clear. Okay, that's what we're going to do here today. Point number one. This kid, the kid that I wrote, and y'all got to remember what Jessica said in her message, that she felt it was disrespectful and distasteful for me to call this kid garbage to the world. Number one point, we got to get something clear. That kid who I was talking about, that basketball player who was averaging 2 points and four turnovers a game, he is the only person on this planet who knows who he is. Nobody knows who he is. He was not called out. He was not made fun of. He was not roasted, quote unquote, as y'all call it these days, in as much as nobody knows who he is. Nobody knows his name. Nobody knows who he plays for. His teammates probably don't even know who he is. I could have just as well made the whole thing up. Y'all don't even know it was a real person. Y'all don't even know that email even actually happened. I might have just made the whole situation up. This point is more of a disclaimer, but let's go a little bit deeper. That's point number one. For everybody to understand that I did not call this kid out. I didn't call him garbage, because who is him? Nobody knows. Point number two. Here's a fact of life that I want everybody to understand, especially you athletes, especially you business people, especially you fill in the blank everything. It's a very important point of life that you need to know. Your teachers may not have told you this. Your parents may not have told you that. I know I've told you if you've been listening long enough, but let me tell you again. Not everybody's going to make it. Not everybody's going to make it. If you're trying to become a player, everybody ain't making it. You're trying to start a business, every business doesn't make it. You're trying to get a job, everybody ain't going to make it. You want to fill in the blank. Anything that you want to do, get into a certain profession, you want to work for a certain company, everybody is not going to make it. Not everybody's good. See, the fact that everybody doesn't make it is not always just a numbers game. It's not always, oh, it's politics. It's not always you weren't in the right place at the right time. Sometimes you just ain't got no game. Sometimes you are trying to do something that you shouldn't be doing. Sometimes you just need to go through that experience and learn it yourself. And that's going to cost you your most valuable resource time. Sometimes you got to be able to look in the mirror and say, you know what? This ain't working. Let me go try something else. That's what I did when I was playing baseball up until the age of 14. I said, you know what? Let me go try something. Let me go try that basketball over there, 50 feet away from the baseball field. Let me go try that, because this ain't working. Everybody's not going to make it. Some people are very bad at what they do. And when you're very bad at what you do, you're not helping anybody. You're definitely not helping yourself. And it would be smart of you to stop doing it. Go find something else to do with your life. Stop right here. Let me ask this question. Do you know anybody who fits that description? Who is really bad at what they do? They are not good at all, but they keep trying to do something that they're just not good at. And you are maybe a little bit too nice. You're a little bit too considerate, too compassionate, too empathetic. Maybe you just don't know the person like that. Maybe they've asked you for advice, but you just didn't want to be too harsh with that person. And you didn't tell them, yo, you suck at this. You need to go find something else to do. Maybe that hasn't happened to you, but do you know of anyone who's just not good, but they keep trying? Of course you do. Maybe you wouldn't say it to them. Maybe you wouldn't tell them, hey, yo, you garbage. Hey, this is not what you're supposed to be doing. Listen, you got talent in something, but it ain't this. And it's okay if you wouldn't say it to them, because I will. I'm that person. If you don't want to be that person, that's completely okay. Everybody doesn't need to be like me. If everybody in the world was like me, it'd be I don't think this world would be very interesting. We need there to be a contrast. We need that full range of different types of individuals. All right. We don't need everybody to be exactly the same. I'll tell somebody when they're garbage or something, I'll let them know. The fact that I'm willing to say it, while many people are not willing to say it, that is an asset. The fact that I'm willing to say it works for me on contrast alone, right? It works for me on contrast alone. Hashtag facts, because a lot of people don't want to let people know, go, that you are just really bad at that. You have no skill. You have no talent. You are getting no results. You have not performed at all. All you're doing is costing yourself time. You need to do something else with your time that may help you get to where you want to go. Now, whether you agree with this advice, you heed this advice, or you throw it away, it's completely up to you, but you can never say nobody told you. And see, this is the reason why. And everything that I just told you right there, I want you to understand, this is not me just talking shit to let you know that I'm just this straight talking great guy. Let me tell you, this is the reason why athletes come to me. This is the reason why that kid came to me, because he knew I was going to tell him the truth. He knew I wasn't going to tell him a whole bunch of bullshit. Like, yo, man, just keep working hard and believe in yourself and reach out to more coaches and practice as hard as you can and pray every day, or whatever other bullshit anybody else would probably have told him up to this point in his life that has him believing enough for him to write it in an email that he's a high caliber player when he's averaging 2 points per game. How can you be averaging? No, it wasn't 2 points. It was 2 assists per game. Excuse me. He was averaging maybe 8 or 9 points a game, 2 assists per game and 4 turnovers a game. How the hell could he believe he's a high caliber player? That's because somebody somewhere along the way told him that that's what he was, even though his performance said nothing like that. Somebody had co-signed the fact that he wanted to call himself a high caliber player. And he thought to himself, okay, I'm high caliber, because this is the conflict that he had. All right, we think back to episode 696. The conflict in his mind was this. I believe I'm a high caliber player, but I'm not getting the type of attention that a high caliber player should get based on whatever he thought a high caliber player should get. I'm not getting the attention of a high caliber player, even though I am one. What the hell was going on? You know what? Let me reach out to Dre. Let him tell me what the hell is going on, because I'm high caliber. I'm not getting the attention of a high caliber player. Something's wrong here. There's a conflict going on here. Let me see what Dre has to say. And Dre let him know, listen, though, the conflict is because you're lying to yourself. You are not a high caliber player. That's why the episode was, don't lie to yourself. You're not high caliber. You're averaging twice as many turnovers as assists. How the hell could you be high caliber? And I let him know that. And you know what he said? After I let him know that, he thanked me. He said, you know what, Dre, you're absolutely right. Thank you for letting me know that. You know what? I need to do that. This is why athletes come to me, because they know that I'm not going to give you the Barney and Friends Sesame Street version of feedback. Y'all remember Barney the Purple Dinosaur? This ain't Barney. All right. This ain't Sesame Street. This ain't no fucking cartoon. I'm going to tell you the real whatever it is as far as I know it. If we're talking about something that I know about, I'm going to tell you the real. If I don't know, then I'm going to refer you to somebody else. I'm going to tell you I don't know. You need to go find it. I mean, the internet's free. But I am going to tell you the real version of things. And Jessica, who wrote me in to say it broke her heart that I said these things about this kid, these negative things, or called him garbage to the world, or I shouldn't talk to my listeners like that. Let's go deeper. Let's go into point number two here. Here's the thing you got to understand about life. Life is a performance-based business, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who are 18 years or under, if you're in high school or lower, right now, as you're listening to this, most of you have not come face to face with this reality just yet. But you can do two things I want you to do. Number one, you need to take my word for it. But number two, you must verify. We call that trust, but verify. Trust that I know what I'm talking about, but verify that I know what I'm talking about. So go ask a trusted adult who you know, a mentor, an uncle, a grandmother, a teacher, a parent, a coach, whoever. Ask a trusted adult who you trust their word. You know that they wouldn't bullshit you and they wouldn't lie to you. Ask them. Tell them, this guy Dre all day on his podcast said that life is a performance-based business. Just tell them that. Don't explain what it means. Don't tell them where you heard it. Just tell them that this guy said it. And I just want to know if that's true and why. And let them answer. Let them tell you. Those of you who listen to this podcast with your parents or with your coach or with your teachers, let them tell you right now. Pause this episode right now and let them tell you, is life a performance-based business? See, work on your game. Thank you for pausing that, having that conversation, coming back to this episode. See, work on your game. This phrase, the name of this podcast, my brand, my business, everything that I represent, the shirts you see me wearing every time I'm on Instagram story. Work on your game came from somebody telling me to buy a game. When I was in eighth grade, this kid who was the best player in my high school, if you read my first book, Buy a Game, you know this story. He was the best player in my middle school, not high school, middle school. We were about to go to high school, different schools. And I asked him, I said, yo, what can I do to get better? One of the things he told me was, Dre, you need to buy a game. I had never heard anybody say that phrase before. Buy a game. What the hell does that mean? I said, what does that mean? He said, Dre, you're garbage. He said, you can't dribble. You can't shoot. You can't pass. You don't play defense. The only thing you do is stand in the corner and shoot three-pointers, and you're not even that good of a shooter. This is a true story. This actually happened in my life. You would not be listening to this podcast if that conversation did not happen. That kid telling me to help me that I was garbage. And you know what I did after he told me that I was garbage? I didn't go on Instagram and bitch about it. I didn't complain to his mom that he said something negative about me on a school bus. I didn't go home and cry to my mom that some kid told me I was garbage. You know what I did? I went out and I bought a fucking game. And the rest is history. Now, that person in question in episode number 696, based on his performance, not based on who he is as a person, not based on his value as a good guy, not based on his upbringing or whatever kind of home training he has, based on none of that. Because I don't know any of that. Based on his performance, which I do know because it's right there, it's documented, it's in black and white. He didn't get to make it up on his own. It's in black and white for anyone to see. That is exactly what he did and is right there on paper. Based on his performance, he is garbage. See, the same thing that Brandon told me in eighth grade that I need to go buy a game because I was garbage, I told him because he was garbage. That's not a put down. That's the truth. Let me give you some more truth. 2 days after I sent that email to that kid, as I told you already, and as I told you in episode 696, after I recorded it and after recording it, he wrote me back. He said, Dre, thank you for keeping it real with me. Thank you for telling me the truth. I'm going to do what I need to do so I can get my game together and go do what I want to do. That is a fact, people. That's not something that I made up. That's what actually happened. So me being told I was garbage when I was 14 years old changed my entire basketball life. Me telling this kid that he was garbage, I don't know what it's going to do for him. Maybe he'll do nothing with it, but based on what he said, he was going to go do something with it. In other words, the reason I'm telling you that is to tell you this. He thanked me for keeping it real with him. He wasn't upset, but now somebody else wants to jump in. Jessica wants to jump in and be upset because I said that he was garbage. He was happy that I told him he was not happy. Let me not say he was happy. He was thankful. He was appreciative of the real feedback that I gave him. Or maybe he should have talked to Jessica, at least according to her opinion. But let's go to point number three. I don't know Jessica. But the way she worded her message, this is what she said. If my coach had said that, I would have no respect for him and I would never work with him again. Now, let's not get dramatic here. Let's not get dramatic here, Jessica. Let me tell all you athletes something here. And all those of you who are not athletes, stay with me here because you need to, everything that I say about athletes, it works just as well, translates just as well to the work world. If a coach ever tells you, okay, that you're not good, if a coach ever tells you that you're garbage, and when I say coach, I mean a coach, a trainer, a mentor, some person that you work out with every day, anyone who fits that description, a person who you kind of look up to for you to get better in your sport, okay, that's what I'm talking about when I say coach. If they tell you you're garbage, they tell you you're not good, they tell you need to step your game up. If they say, I mean, in the basketball lingo, somebody's out on the court and they're not really producing, be like, yo, you ain't doing shit. You're on the court, but you ain't doing nothing. You're not scoring. You're not playing any defense. You're not grabbing no rebounds. You're just out. You're like a folding chair out on the court. You're like a folding chair with legs. Like, you're not doing shit out on the court. That's what we say to players. And players who know me know that I'll say that to players. I'm like, yo, you out there doing nothing. Like, I mean, you on the court, but other than that, nothing's happening. Why are you even playing in the game? If you have a coach, a mentor, a player you train with, a friend, a parent, anyone who comes to you and tells you that you're not good, you ain't doing shit, that's the person you need the most. That's the person you need to stick with. That's the person you need to hire them. You need to ask them, yo, how can we extend this deal so that we keep working together for the next 10 years? I need you more than I need anybody. That's the person you need the most. As many people as we have around us these days who don't keep it real with us, don't say what they really feel, tell you anything they need to tell you to make you feel good when that's the absolute last thing that you need. When you meet someone who will tell you, even if you don't like it, tell you that you're garbage, tell you you ain't shit, tell you you ain't doing nothing, that's the person you need the most. See, in the world that we're in today, the people who respond the way that Jessica responded, overly dramatic about something that, first of all, had nothing to do with her. Second of all, the way that she responded as if she would have just fell to pieces when the person who was actually being responded to was actually appreciative of it. This dramatic overacting of a response or reaction to a situation, this emotionalized reaction to what was being said. On social media, I think they call these people snowflakes. Right? Isn't that what we call them? Snowflakes? As soon as the heat turns up, they just disappear. They melt. They melt into, they go from a solid to a liquid to a gas as soon as the heat comes on. Isn't that the phrase? Snowflakes? I'm not saying that you are one, Jessica. But this is the first that I've heard from you, and I'm not going to judge you. And hopefully Jessica's listening to this. If she's not, if anybody knows who this is, you better know about this episode. I'm not going to judge you as a person, the entirety of your person, based on one message that you sent me. But it's just what it reminded me of. And again, I'm just telling you straight up what it is. And just as you, hey, look, you can judge the entirety of me based on what you hear on this podcast, because this is me. This is who I am, what I'm telling you on this podcast. Just don't judge it on just one episode or one sentence. Listen to everything that I put out here so you get a more complete picture of the person who it is that you're dealing with. Point number four. And again, today's topic is, that's not nice. I said something that wasn't nice, at least according to one person's opinion. I'm just letting you know what I think about it. Because yesterday I talked about having, and I'm just introducing the topic again for those who came in the middle of this episode. Yesterday I talked about having an opinion. If you want to be a person of authority, you must have an opinion, and your opinion will be challenged. If you're not willing to stand on that opinion and defend your opinion, then you will never have authority. So today what I'm doing is defending my opinion that I will tell people the real, and if somebody's garbage, I will tell them that they're garbage. Somebody disagreed with the fact that I told somebody they were garbage, and that's what we're addressing here today. Point number four. I don't think Jessica, this person who wrote in and was heartbroken that I called this kid garbage to the world, quote unquote, I don't think Jessica plays basketball. I don't know what sport she plays or if she plays a sport at all, but I played a lot of basketball. The person you're listening to, I played a whole lot of basketball, from the street to the rec leagues to the empty gyms to the pros. I played a lot of basketball, and I know a lot of basketball players, and a lot of basketball players know me. Someone who has the stats that that kid in episode number 696 had, because one of the things Jessica said was, I can't believe you said he shouldn't be playing. If you put up the stats that that kid was putting up, basketball players who are listening to this right now, if you were playing point guard on a basketball team and you were averaging 2 assists and 4 turnovers a game, you would not be playing. That's not hyperbole. That's not me talking. That's not me trying to sensationalize or get a headline for people to laugh at for my podcast. This podcast is not about people laughing. I might say something that's funny, but I'm not doing it on purpose. It's not a comedy podcast. I mean that for real. That's not hyperbole that he shouldn't be playing. He should not be playing. If you're averaging twice as many turnovers as assists, you should not be playing. I don't care what the team situation is. That team must be really bad if he's playing enough to keep putting up those stats consistently. That's just a fact. Now, if there's someone here who knows basketball pretty well and disagrees with that, you got to let me know how. If there's a basketball coach listening to this, let me know, what situation would you let a kid keep playing if he's averaging twice as many turnovers as assists? I don't care if you got a whole team of young guys and you're trying to, quote unquote, develop the young guys. There's only so much you can let him develop. Now, he's completely destroying the team. Nobody else can even get the ball. He keeps turning it over. I mean, he got to learn. Now, you got to get somebody with at least a little bit of talent so they can at least get the ball to somebody else, and then they can kind of learn and practice. But that right there, you can't let people keep playing through that all season. Now, this is in February, he wrote me. They played a huge chunk of the college basketball season. A lot of college basketball seasons are pretty much over by this point. He had played a huge chunk of the season and was averaging these stats. I'm like, how the hell is he getting minutes with these statistics? They must have a really, really bad basketball team over there. Point number five, the key point of all this, and I just needed to make that point here about him not playing, because the girl, Jessica, said, I can't believe you said he shouldn't be playing. He shouldn't be playing. All right, just that was the reason that I brought that up. Point number five, here's the key point of all this that I'm saying right here today, ladies and gentlemen, and key point about me. I have very little affinity for people who play the victim card when they're actually the perpetrator. And this is what people did. This is passive aggression at its finest. In episode number 696, this gentleman, and again, this is not here to bash him because nobody even knows who he is. Like I said, I could have made the whole thing up. He said he should have been getting more attention when it just wasn't accurate. He was claiming that he was a victim in a situation because I'm a high caliber player who's not getting attention from coaches, right? That's a victim. All right, that's being a victim. I'm doing this thing, which is good, the way he framed it, but I'm getting this outcome, which is bad. So I am a victim of a circumstance. That was basically what he was saying. Everybody understand what I'm saying there? He was claiming to be the victim of the circumstance when he was actually the problem. He was the perpetrator of the circumstance. What he should have said was, I'm not getting the attention because I am a low caliber player who has terrible statistics and is not performing very well. That was what the truth was, but he framed it as if he was the victim, which is bullshit. Which is why I had to call him out on his bullshit. And when I called him out on his bullshit, he thanked me for it. See, when I see or hear somebody doing this, claiming to be the victim when they're actually the perpetrator, I undress it and I reflect it back to people. That's what I do. It's something that I've done many times with many people, and people have thanked me for it. Some people got mad at me for it. Some people get upset because they're innocent bystanders to the situation, like Jessica was, and for the topic of today's episode. Some people are just too sensitive to deal with it. But here's what's crazy, ladies and gentlemen. The crazy thing about the reason that this even came to be today is that a person who had nothing to do with the situation pulled the victim card for someone who didn't even pull the victim card for themselves. I think that is epitome of being a snowflake. You are pulling the victim card for someone who didn't want to pull the victim card for himself. Well, he pulled it, and then I put it back in the deck for him and pulled the perpetrator card and handed it to him, said, no, that's the card you actually need to pull. And he said, you know what, Dre, you're right. You know what, Dre, you're absolutely right. But now somebody else comes along who had nothing to do with the situation and decides to pull the victim card for him, and he don't want to play the victim card. What the fuck is going on? As I told you four times already, this person replied and thanked me. And I said that on episode number 696 that he thanked me for it, which I think preempted maybe some people from responding the same way that Jessica did. But I think Jessica has a little bit of a selective hearing problem, that she only hears the parts that fit whatever it is that she wants to say. Because as we continue to message each other, because we went back and forth in messages after she wrote that initial one that I read to you at the top of this episode, she was just taking only parts of what I was saying to her and only responding to those parts as if she didn't even read the rest of the message. She only noticed the part that she felt like responding to, or the part that allowed her to continue to play this victim card that she wanted to keep playing. But hey, look, to each his own. Each her own, to each his own. Jessica, hopefully you are still listening to this podcast, because this one is the one that you actually need to hear, so you know exactly what the hell is going on and what exactly the hell you're getting into when you listen to this show. But I'm told that I'm wrong for calling out someone publicly, even though he knew he was the perpetrator when he claimed to be the victim. But whatever. Point number six. This is the last point of today's episode, and this is what's going to tie all this together. And I want everybody to understand what I'm about to say here. On the heels of what I talked about in yesterday's episode, which if you did not listen to, please listen to yesterday's episode, which was, if you want to have authority, you must have an opinion. Today is me standing on my opinion. And me telling the kid that he was garbage, or me being willing to call somebody out on their bullshit, that is an opinion, okay? That's what I mean by having an opinion. You say something that most people would not say, that some people may disagree with, but you're willing to stand on it and defend it. That's what I mean, having an opinion. Point number six, I welcome disagreement. If I say something on this podcast with which you disagree, I welcome you to communicate with me and engage me in your disagreement. All I ask, this is what I ask of you, if you want to disagree with me, make sure you offer why you disagree and have some substance behind your disagreement. If you're going to disagree, have some substance behind that disagreement. See, I do this podcast to give you food for your brain. All right, that's what this is. This is food for your brain. This is not water. This is not candy. This is not water that's just going to flow through your system. This is not candy, which will feel good in the moment, but it's overall, in the long run, completely useless. This is some food. This is stuff that's going to stick to your ribs, as they say. Okay, that's the purpose of me giving you this podcast. So if you're going to disagree with me and you're going to let me know about it, you're going to communicate with me and let me know that you disagree, give me some food for my brain. All right, give me some substance as to why you disagree with me. Give me something that's going to stick to my ribs. Give me something to think about that maybe I didn't consider, or at least maybe I have considered, but I did not express. Because if I didn't express it, then I do not blame you for assuming that I didn't consider it. If I didn't say it, then maybe I haven't considered it. But make sure you've heard enough and know enough about me before you assume that I haven't considered something that you just haven't done your research, i.e. listen to enough of this podcast. That's what I mean when I say research. I don't mean you got to go watch every YouTube video. Just listen to this podcast. You're going to know a whole lot of what you need to know, at least when it comes to me. Offer some substance for me. That's all I ask for anyone who disagrees. That's only fair, right? And that's the only thing that I want. The whole premise of what was said by Jessica as she wrote into me, what we've been talking about here today, was, here's her whole premise. I would have felt bad if that was me. That was the premise of her whole conversation was, Dre, what you said, I would have felt bad if you were talking about me when you said that. And here's my response to that, Jessica, and to everybody else. So what? So what if you would have felt bad? I mean, does that mean that I shouldn't have said it? You would have felt bad, so that means it should not have been expressed? you would have felt bad. So I should have told you that, oh, you know what, kid, you are a high caliber player with your 2 assists and 4 turnovers per game. You're a high caliber player. Damn, these coaches are damn idiots. All these basketball coaches who are not recruiting you, I don't even know what they're smoking. They're dummies. And you know, when your career is over 6 months from now and you never get recruited to play another place in your life, you can just always tell everybody, tell your grandkids how dumb those college coaches were for not recruiting you. Is that what I should have said to him? No. The answer is, so what? You would have felt bad that I told him he was garbage. If you were garbage and you reached out to me and asked me what the problem was and I told you you were garbage and you got upset, I said, okay, well, be upset. Be upset sitting on the bench. Be upset when your career's over 3 months from now because nobody wants you on their team based on your performance at your previous job. You can be upset. So what that you got mad? The kid appreciated it, but this person decided that they would have felt bad had they been the one in the situation. My answer to that, in addition to my so what, toughen the fuck up. Nobody has been victimized on the Work On Your Game podcast ever. Not this kid from episode number 696, not Jessica, because that's not her real name and nobody even knows who the hell you are. Nobody has been victimized here on this podcast ever. This podcast ain't about victimizing anybody. It's not about scoring points on anyone through this microphone when nobody has a chance to respond or speak up for themselves. That's not what this show is about. I already told you what the show is about. The Work On Your Game podcast is not aimed to make victims, and it has not yet, through 700 plus episodes, made a victim of anyone. People make victims of themselves, then they point the finger at somebody else. But what we all need to do is do a better job of pointing the finger at ourselves. When Brandon told me, my middle school classmate, Brandon, best player in the school, told me that I was garbage, know what the first thing was when he told me that I was garbage? Know the first thing was that I thought to myself, I examined why he might be right. I said, this guy, I trust this guy's opinion because I asked him for advice. So it's not like I'm going around a random junior college website, basketball team rosters, looking at stats and emailing kids and letting them know what I think about their game. He came to me asking for advice. If somebody comes to you asking for advice and you blow some smoke up their ass, you're hurting them. You're making them worse. You tell them something that makes them feel good when it's not actually going to help them. You are part of the problem. This kid came and asked me for advice the same way I went to Brandon when I was in eighth grade and asked him for advice, and he told me I was garbage. My first thought was, all right, I asked this dude for advice. I know he has game. He has authority because I see him playing every day at lunchtime. He told me I'm garbage. Why is he saying that? What is it that's making me garbage? What is it that I can do about it? Why would the best player that I know of tell me that I'm garbage? Let me look at what he can do. Let me look at what I can do. And let me see, is there a gap between him and me? Hell yeah, there's a gap. What do I need to do? Work on my game. I didn't go to my feelings. I didn't get upset. I didn't get mad that he thought I was garbage. I didn't look around on the school bus to see if anybody else happened to hear him say it so I could not feel embarrassed. What was the purpose of the conversation? The reason that I asked Brandon, what can I do to get better in basketball, is because I wanted to get better at basketball. Not because I wanted to feel better about myself. Not because I wanted to boost my self-esteem. It's because I knew this guy knew more about basketball than I did. So let me ask him for his advice. And whatever he tells me, I'm going to follow it at least a little bit, because this dude knows a whole lot more than I do. That was the purpose of the conversation. Did that feedback help me? Of course that feedback helped me. And what did I do with it? I used it. I went to work with the feedback that I got from the best source that I could get it from. And when I printed up copies of Buy a Game, that actual book, I wrote Brandon. Brandon and I are still friends on Instagram to this day. I wrote Brandon a message on Instagram and thanked him. This was over 20 years later. I thanked him and said, yo, that advice that you gave me in eighth grade changed my life. And I signed a copy of that book and mailed it to him. That's a true story, because I went to that man for advice. He gave me advice and I utilized it. I didn't bitch about it. I didn't complain about it. I didn't get in my feelings about it. I didn't tell anybody else about that. Nobody knew about that conversation until I wrote the book, Buy a Game. Nobody ever knew that conversation happened until I wrote that book in 2012 or 2011, whatever year Buy a Game came out. It wasn't for him to advertise anybody. He wasn't trying to make me look bad. He wasn't trying to embarrass me. He was just letting me know, listen, you got to get better. You asked me for advice. I'm going to give you some real advice. Because if he would have gave me some bullshit, I would have been up there thinking, I'm good. Why this coach won't put me on the team after 9th grade, 10th grade? Why the coach didn't put me on the team? 11th grade, why the coach didn't put me on the team? 12th grade, why the coach didn't put me on the team? Why? Because the guy who I knew as the best source of basketball information that I could find at 14 years old told me that I was already good when I was actually garbage. He would have made me worse. I would not have become a basketball player. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast right now. So you should be thankful for people who will tell you the real when you ask them for it. And even the people who you don't ask for the real, there may be some people in a position to let you know the real even when you ain't asking for it, like your mom or your dad or your coach or your teacher or your boss or one of your friends. They should be in a position through you to let you know the real when the real needs to be told to you. You need to be receptive enough to people who know more than you, have been further than you, are doing things that you ain't doing, have done things that you have not done. You should be receptive enough to those people that they know they can let you know something even when you didn't ask for it, and you are going to heed that advice because you are open-minded enough to understand if they know more than me and they've done more than me, I should probably shut the hell up and listen. That just makes sense. Let's recap today's topic, which is that's not nice, Dre. This is what was told to me again, referring to episode number 696. Point number one, fact of life. Here's a fact of life. Not everybody's going to make it. Not everybody's good. And you need to know, if you're not good, somebody needs to let you know about it. If nobody's letting you know that you're not good, when you're not good, you need to get yourself some new friends. Point number two, life is a performance-based business. If you are not performing, you're garbage. If you are not performing, you're garbage. And you need to do something about the fact that you're garbage. Either get out of the game or work on your game. Number three, when a person comes to you and lets you know that you're really not good at what you're doing, whether you asked them for the advice or you didn't ask them for the advice, if they let you know, if they have some authority and they let you know that you're not good at what you're doing, that's the person you need to keep around. You need to ask them, can they come around tomorrow? You need to ask them, hey, can I show you what I've done 6 months from now so you can let me know if I'm still garbage or have I gotten any better? Or what do I need to work on right now? Can you tell me what are the steps I need to take? I'm garbage, but thank you for letting me know. What do I need to do right now? That's the person you need to stick around. That's the person you need to make your best friend, the person who will let you know when you're garbage, if you're garbage. Number four, when you're not performing, you should not have a chance to perform. If you are not performing at a high level right now, what you're doing, you should be thanking the stars every single day. You should get on your knees and pray to your higher being and thank that higher being that you are even getting an opportunity, because you shouldn't even be getting one if you're not performing at your job right now. That's just the truth. And anyone here who hasn't been through an experience of seeing someone losing a position or losing an opportunity because of underperformance, ask around. You won't have to ask too many people before you find somebody who knows exactly what it looks like. Maybe even knows what it feels like. Listen, this is life. This is what it is. Point number five, key point of all of this and everything that we talked about here today, do not pull the victim card when you are actually the perpetrator. If you are the one who is causing a situation that is not ideal in your life, do not play the victim as if someone else has done it unto you when you were the one actually doing it unto yourself, because you're going to continue to do that. You're going to make it into a habit. You're going to condition yourself with your own bullshit. Then eventually you're going to come across somebody like myself who's going to tell you the real, and you're going to have this conflict in your mind. You can't understand how you have conditioned yourself to believe that you're one thing, but somebody with more authority, more experience, more game than you told you that you're another thing, and you're going to have to figure that out. And if you are not mature enough to understand that the person with the authority knows more than you know, you're going to continue to bullshit yourself for the rest of your life, and you're going to be wondering why. You're going to be laying in your casket wondering, why did I never get to where I wanted to get to? Oh, because you conditioned yourself with your own bullshit. Point number six, I welcome healthy disagreement. If you disagree with me, listen, be respectful about it. I'll be respectful towards you, but you better have some substance. Have some substance behind your disagreement. I disagree with what you said here. You said this. I disagree because of this, 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 this. Listen, I'm giving you food, stuff that'll stick to your ribs every day on this podcast. If you disagree with me, bring me some food. All right, bring me a plate. All right, I want to eat too. When my middle school classmate told me that I was garbage, I didn't get angry. I didn't get upset. I didn't cry. I said, this dude has more authority than me in every level of basketball. Let me examine why that might be true. I examined it, and I thought to myself, it didn't take me long to examine it. I thought to myself, you know what? He is absolutely right. You know what I need to do next? Same thing you need to do. Work on your fucking game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 content creation ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at dreallday.com/game. That is dreallday.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.